Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dorian Wallace, and welcome to Desperate House Witches and my lovely sister, Raina.
Yo, bitches!
Y'all are a hell of a ride tonight.
Can I just tell you, what a week. This week has sucked. Not only has it sucked ass, it has sucked balls, tits, and ass. Hearing me, it has been a shitty week. I hope y'all can relate. But I am in a mood tonight, so y'all going to have to forgive me. Sis, I think you need to get into the shout-out, like, now.
Yes. Jessica, if you're listening, I'm sorry I'm doing this way early, but we got a lot to cover today, so I'm sending you a big old knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips, baby. Love you, Jess.
Love you, Jesse. Okay, now listen. I don't want it to be said, ever said, that I don't sacrifice valuable personal time for this show. I have sunk this week to new depths.
I thought it was bad
when I was watching Animal Hoarders. Yes, I thought it was bad when I was watching Dangerous Women. I have to tell you, at the beginning of the week, I tried to watch something that is commonly called Scenes from an Armenian Whorehouse. That's right. I actually attempted to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I must tell you, I watched in about 6 hours, I watched an entire season and could not handle any more of the stupidity. So if I went that low, and that was low, I must admit, I found a way to go even lower. New depths. I am now. Wait. You have to let me keep going before I lose the thread. I sank even lower than Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I didn't think it was possible, but I did. I am now in season 3. Yes, because there were 4 friggin' seasons of this nonsense. Jersey Shore. My gods, may every god forgive me for attempting and enjoying. No. What's worse is I have been laughing my ass off at this bullshit. Yes, it is. I am serious. Yes. Through great personal sacrifice, I actually, a 50-year-old woman, can you fucking believe this? A 50-year-old woman has actually been sitting here laughing hysterically at Jersey Shore. Oh, my God. I tell you. It is a new low. I didn't think I could go lower. I found a way.
I'm dying to see
what happens with Sam and Ronnie. Anybody who has kids who's watched this, you know what I'm talking about, because I'm sure your kids have mentioned Sam and Ronnie at least once. I'm telling you, it's hysterical. I am watching these people, okay? Half of them are decent looking, half of them are not. If girls have acted like this, if I have ever acted like some of these girls, no wonder guys treat women like shit. Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, this is like a flash into the past. I have to tell you honestly, for me and some of my girlfriends, having watched the way girls act, God, no wonder guys are confused constantly because they keep switching the script on them. It's amazing. It is amazing to me the level of shit that guys will put up with for a piece of punani. Oh, my God. It just goes to show you that punani is powerful. It is the most powerful magic I have ever fucking seen. I'm just saying.
It's like the fucking Oompa Loompa Brigade over there, though. They tricked me into watching one of their shows. They tricked
me
into watching.
How did they trick you? I must hear how they tricked you.
Okay, so the little clip of what's her face? Snicker or Snooki or what the fuck is her name?
She answers to all of those. Snickers, Snookers, Snooki, Snacker, Packer. Fudge Packer, I don't know, all of that. She answers, it just has to sound like something, and she answers. It's amazing.
Okay, so the fucking midget, with the orange midget, let's do that. I don't know what exactly happened, but she got punched in the face. I mean,
yes.
Cold cocked.
Yes,
by
she
a
did.
Grown-ass man.
Yeah, it's sort
now,
of a grown-ass man, sort of a stupid man,
yeah,
but
yeah,
he was
yeah,
a drunk man. And, you know, here's the thing. I watched that episode. Oh, I've watched way too many episodes, granted, but I happened to see this particular one in question. When you are, okay, no one should ever put their hands on anybody, but if you're smart, you know that drunk people are particularly ready to throw their hands. I would have backed away from the situation. The problem is that the guy, one of the guys they were with, was buying drinks for this asshole that did punch her in the face. So he should never have put his hands on her. He's a douche and needs to be treated as such. And I hope he takes abuse forever for punching this little girl in the mouth. I mean, and he hit her, but good. I mean, wow.
Oh, I know.
And it was not cool. I mean, people, it's not like, oh, you know, men shouldn't hit women. No, nobody should hit anybody. Keep your fucking
hands to yourself.
Male, female, dogs, cats, whatever, everybody keep, don't, just put your fucking hands down if you can't control yourself. You know?
Exactly. Well put.
Seriously, it's not about men shouldn't hit women, we're weaker, fuck that. Nobody should hit anybody, period, for any reason. That's all.
Yeah.
Unless you're swatting your kid on the fanny for making a mistake and you're trying to teach him a lesson or her a lesson, fanny swatting on your kid, I'm fine with that. I was raised that way. I raised mine that way. But to just put your hands in motion because you're not in control of enough verbal skills to get your point across is not acceptable. I'm sorry.
No, that's a very good way of putting it. You know, I mean, and no, I did not agree with what happened. It was just like, oh, my God, what the hell? You know, it was going around, and it was like, okay, I got to see this. You know, so I watched the show, and obviously, I had never seen an episode before. Well, not obviously, but I hadn't. You know, so I had no idea what was going on. I was like, okay, who's this one and who's that one? And, okay, what the fuck is going on? You know, and then they cut that scene. And I was
I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole episode. I watched, like, the whole mess go down. And I'm thinking, you're an idiot, he's an idiot, you're all idiots. But the drama, the interplay between the people living in the house is still a very interesting study of how young people act. And I have to tell you, pursuant to my previous point about keep your hands to yourself, I saw in the first two seasons almost every girl hit a guy, usually in the face, and the guys go, whoa, you don't hit women. I give these guys a little bit of credit because
Yeah.
They're young and full of hormones. The girls are young and full of hormones. And the guys restrained themselves, except for one, from hitting a girl back. And I was like, God, I know guys right now who'd be like, I won't hit you if you don't hit me, but if you hit me, it's on.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, I can understand that. I mean, obviously, if you're a little person going up against Goliath, it's stacked against you. So why even go there?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not for anybody getting abused verbally, physically, sexually. I don't like games. I don't like bullshit. I don't like any of that crap. But it's just amazing to watch, you know, the relationships and how they develop and fall apart. So I found it an interesting culture study, as it were. Yes, I know. I'm putting a silk purse on a sow's ear. It's still trash TV, and I got a great giggle out of it. I will probably watch the rest of it after the fucking show tonight, I'm telling you right now. But I will have a fresh review. I will have a fresh review with a fresh, trashy show next week, I promise.
Awesome. Yeah, I would hate to see the fucking petri dish that comes out of that goddamn house. I swear to God.
Oh, you would not. You would not. It's nasty. Oh, no. These people are disgusting on many levels, but very funny.
Yeah.
And a couple of them are kind of tragic because you have, like, the girl who wants to party, and then you have, you know, the girl who's actually a lot better than she thinks she is about herself. She's very insecure,
aww,
but she's very pretty. I mean, it's just interesting to watch how these people play off of each other or not in some cases. I don't know. I still think it was funny. Y'all can judge me because I don't give a shit because I watch trashy TV. Just so I can tell y'all that I watch some trashy TV and tell you what it was about. That's it. So,
now, and
yeah.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
Well, I wait all week to tell you what I'm watching, which I find to be
half the
game.
I know, and it drives me nuts.
I know. But
like,
I told you early about keeping up with the Kardashians because I couldn't fucking take it. Yes, I have to tell you that I will take a Snooki over a Kardashian any day of the week. Any day.
Oh, my God.
How scary is that shit? I will take a Snooki over a Kardashian without question. Because Kardashians are merely vapid and motionless. Snooki, at least, I mean, fucked up, yes, but has a personality and can be very funny. But the Kardashians, you know that impression they do on Saturday Night Live of the Kardashians?
Oh, hello. Hi, welcome to
it's
our
accurate.
Show.
It's accurate. It's accurate. It's scary and accurate. And
it's like, you know,
Kris Jenner, as far as her mothering skills, somebody needs to spank her or do something. I don't know what they need to do to her. She needs to be over somebody's knee and getting her tushy spanked because she is just bad. She shouldn't have had kids. I'm sure she was a good mom when the kids were little. But, oh, my God, you want to talk about marketing a child like a piece of meat? Whoa.
No.
They are bad.
I think I had told you, I had been visiting Asheville, North Carolina, where they used to live, because I didn't live too far from Asheville. And I walked into a store where I was actually getting a box for my other tarot deck. And, you know, I said something about, because Andy McDowell lives up there. I don't know where, don't really care. But I said, oh, do you guys see a lot of celebrities up here? And she's like, well, not really. She said, Bruce Jenner comes in with his fucking whores. And I was like, whoa. I was like, oh, my God. So, yeah, they've had a reputation for being vapid bitches for years. They've never been nice people. And, I'm sorry. That kind of irks me to see people get success like that. But I digress because I could go on for friggin' hours about that, and they don't deserve it. They've already had their 15 minutes, and they need to go the hell away.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you. Yeah, I could, even I, who just admitted to watching multiple seasons of Jersey Shore. Could not put up with keeping up with the Armenian whorehouse. I could not do it. I could not. And this is the same woman who years, like, watched the first three seasons of American Idol front to back. This is psycho that watched the first five seasons without fail of Survivor.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, see, now, I couldn't do that. I watched, like, part of the first season was Richard Hatch on there, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't do this anymore. These people are evil. You know, I'm not a fan of...
And they're famous for doing nothing. It's amazing. I love it.
Exactly. So what we are going to do, we've got a lot to discuss tonight, so we are going to bring our guests on a little bit early, and I will let them explain to you why we are doing that. So, you ready, sis?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
All right. Kelly and Jenny, are you there, ladies?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, right. Can
you hear me?
Is that Kelly or Jenny?
I'm Jenny.
And I'm
Jenny. Jenny. Oh, Jenny T in the motherfucking house. Everybody show respect. Hello,
Jenny,
my girl. I've been dying to talk to you. What's up, Mama? Talk to me.
I know. I've been dying to talk to you, too. Nothing's up. Same old, same old.
I love it. You got Kelly with you? Where is Kelly? Is Kelly
I don't know. Kelly's calling in from another line. So.
Oh, okay. Groovy. What's up in the world with Jenny D? Talk to us.
Jenny D. Nothing. I'm hanging. You know, I'm doing my thing. I'm all over the place. I've been doing a lot of traveling and just having fun.
Oh,
living
my
life, girl. Living my life.
I like it.
I'm actually going to the Jersey Shore next week.
Get the hell out of here. Oh, please tell me you're yanking my chain. For real? Are you seriously going?
I'm seriously going, yeah.
I love this. See,
we go every summer for about 3 or 4 days with a friend of mine, and we take her little girl, Taya, along. She's about 6 now. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
You know, we go a little further. A little further away, though, not really where they film. We're actually more towards, like, Wildwood Crest. It's more, like, family-orientated over there.
Yeah.
I've been to Wildwood Crest.
Cape May, which is one of the most magical places in the world. So if you girls ever get a chance, by all means, go there.
Ooh.
Amazing.
I went to Wildwood and Wildwood Crest when I was back in Jersey for summer vacation when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. But if you ever get
a chance. Hey, sis, congratulations. Hey, Jenny, maybe you and my sister and Kelly and we can all get together, like, do a four-girl trip.
Oh, I would love
we'll meet
that.
You there.
I'm always game.
That would be awesome.
Road trip. Oh, yeah.
A road trip. We will arrange this after I get home. Rock on.
Absolutely.
That is exciting.
I'm in.
I've only been to the aquarium in New Jersey.
No, you guys, seriously, you got to go to Cape May. Cape May is, like, to me, you know, the couple of magical places that I've been to in my lifetime, one of them obviously being Salem. And the other one I'm telling you is Cape May. It's just, you could feel the vibration. It's incredible.
Oh,
I've never even
awesome. Heard
of Cape May, and I'm from the East Coast.
Really? You never heard of that movie with, remember Robert De Niro made that movie?
Cape Fear, Mama.
That was actually Cape Fear was filmed on Cape May.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was filmed in Cape Fear because there's a Cape Fear, North Carolina.
No, that's what I had heard.
I didn't know this.
That's where it was filmed, I heard.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't care. You're saying it's good. I want to check it out, don't you, sis?
Oh, you got it.
Yes, I do. I know.
Very
where's
cool
Kelly?
what's good about it is because it's one of the original ports that was settled, and there was a big fire there, and there's just a lot of hauntings and a lot of activity, and it's just incredible.
Oh, well, we're checking it out. I've never been.
Gotta do.
Definitely. Where else have you been that has that kind of activity? Anywhere on the East Coast?
I'm trying to think of where I've ever really felt that before. Maine is another place, too, to me, that's just magical. Not any one specific place, but anywhere near the coast.
Yeah.
You know, you could just feel it. I mean, to me, Maine is just another one of those magical places.
I have great memories of Maine, but they're from like 40 years ago, so I don't think they count.
Yeah, we used to always go there as kids, and I went there probably about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I only went for like a couple of days, but, you know, like I said, the same feeling. Me, anywhere near the water, though, I'm like such a water witch, it's not even funny. You know, you put me near water and that's it. I'm at my best.
That's awesome. I'm actually more into fire. as my sister will tell you, more of a fire witch. I don't
Well, that's why, like, I always tell Kelly all the time, because we talk about our signs. I'm actually a Pisces, and Kelly's an Aries, and we're like sisters. So I tell everybody, yeah, she's fire, I'm water. Together we make steam.
What's that? Hold on, let me say something, please. Speaking of sisters, I just want to give a shout out because my sister's actually in the chat room. Hello, Kathy. Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
I cannot see the chat room. Y'all have to translate for me because for some reason my computer will never connect to the chat room. I can't even sign into my own fucking show. How sad is that?
That's not a good deal. Annie? Kathy says hey.
Hey.
Oh, there we go.
Hey.
As
we say in New York, how you doing?
How you doing? What's up?
How you doing?
So I understand we're going to have somebody call in tonight. Somebody clue me in. What's going on? Because Kelly and Janny do a lot of spirit work. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
And anybody who heard our last show with Kelly would remember that, and Janny also does this, and we had a wild time last show, and I know with both of you now, it's on for tonight. So somebody tell me about the situation that we're going to be talking about tonight, because I know somebody's going to call in.
Okay. I have a friend of mine, her name is Michelle, and she lives in Washington State. She's all the way out in the West Coast.
Yeah.
But we were talking to each other probably, I don't know, must have been about a year ago, a little over a year ago, and she was telling me that she found one of her chairs from her dining room set pulled away from the table, and all the remotes for her television, VCR, whatever it was, were lined up on the seat.
Damn.
Yeah, right? That's pretty badass. And nobody was in the house. She had that one incident happen, and a couple of other things happened. Now, she moved from that house. She's in this new house for 3 years, and she texted me tonight. Well, actually, she contacted me on Facebook, and she said, nobody is home, because it's just her and her son. Her son is out. And she said her dog started barking like crazy, came running upstairs. She went back downstairs with the dog, and as they passed the dining room, she saw that all four chairs were pulled away from the table.
Oh.
So.
Wow. That's pretty heavy.
But I said, wow. So I said, well, you know, not for nothing, but I think you got a little friend who's following you around there.
Yeah.
you know,
how
because she has said, well, she
son?
Looks clean later, too. There was another situation where she keeps getting up, and her bed was shaking one day. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and she actually turned the TV on thinking that they had an earthquake, and nobody else's bed was shaking but hers.
Ew. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I was,
you know,
just curious to know. I know that I've said to her what I've said to her, but I was curious to see what Kelly picks up on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, speaking of which, I just put Kelly's link in the chat room here because she runs Salem Spirit Seekers, well, obviously in Salem. So, yeah, if you guys have a problem in that vicinity, she's the one to call, you know, and do you frequently go on hunts with her?
Actually, I haven't been on any hunts with her yet because I'm in New York. So our timing just hasn't been right. But I'm actually part of Salem's, I'm the New York chapter of it. Yeah, I'm getting tongue-tied.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, you know, we compare notes and stuff, and when she does go on her investigation, she'll call me and, you know, ask me what I think about it, if I'm getting any feelings off of it. So you have to understand it's not only, being that we're both psychics, it's not only the actual investigation, it's also what we're picking up psychically.
Right, right.
Oh, right.
Cool. So, makes things a little bit interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, well, we're also doing, you know, coast to coast. When my sister and I do our thing, it's, you know, I'm actually on the West Coast right now, not for much longer, hopefully, but
yay, my sister's coming.
No,
we don't have an ETA yet. I'm actually from New York, so
oh, cool.
I hear you loud and clear. Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn rat. So
all right, you're from real New York. That's real New York.
As opposed to what? Kansas?
As opposed to when people tell me, oh, you're from New York? Oh, yeah, I'm from New York, too. And I'm like, well, where are you from? And they're like, oh, Troy. And I'm like,
upstate, not the
okay.
same. You ain't from the city.
I don't even know where that is. You know? New York is a big state.
It's not all in one place. I know. I tell people the same thing. It's not all in one 5-mile area. Although, to those of us from the city, it is. It's just that 5 miles right there. That's New York.
I mean, New York, it's. I love where I am because I'm actually, you know, if you jump on a train, I'm in Grand Central probably in about 12 minutes, so.
Oh, jealous.
That's a good thing.
Jealous, I
know? So I get the best of both worlds.
There you go. That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. I haven't been to New York in a really long time. We're going to have to come and visit.
Come visit. My door's always open. Come hang.
Oh, see,
New York, you know damn well your door ain't always open.
You know something?
Yeah.
My door, you haven't seen my house yet. Yeah, my door's always open. Trust me.
I love it.
Trust me when I tell you. In, out, in, out. Hi, who are you? Last time I went away, I came back in October. When I was reading up in Salem, I came back about 2 weeks into the month just to check up on things and make sure the bills were written and everything else. You know, I'm not going to get into that whole scenario, but, and I had somebody living here, and I was like, oh, hi.
Wow.
How are you? And my son was like, Mom, by the way, this is my girlfriend calling. She's living with us. I was like, oh, thanks for letting me know, you know.
I couldn't drop a phone call, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
You know, that was done purposely because he wanted me to see his big baby blue eyes before I had a stroke.
Yeah, are you kidding? I've got a 20-year-old and a 22-year-old, both male. Tell
me about
it.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hello. Oh, you don't want to get me started on parenting as a witch. It ain't pretty. My kids were like, I'm scared of her. I was like, yeah, with good fucking reason.
Exactly.
I can break it at 20 paces and make sure you never use that shit again. Trust.
Uh-huh. I hear you loud and clear on that one.
Oh, yeah. You know, people who have daughters are like, oh, no, you know, we've got daughters, man. We got to wrap that. that up. I'm like, are you kidding? I tell my kids I'll tie it in a knot. Don't think boys get off the hook. Trust me. Boys do not get off the hook. No, thank you. I may be old enough to be a grandma. Don't mean I want to be one right now. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I gave the whole speech, the whole lecture about that one. That's for sure.
Oh, I'll bet. I gave it repeatedly. You want to know how much good it did me? I'm not a grandma yet. I think they're both too afraid, even at a distance, because they live on the East Coast and Mommy lives on the West Coast. But they know my ass is coming home, so they know straighten that shit up before I get there.
I think I gave mine erectile dysfunction. I don't feel bad.
I love this woman.
I know. Hey, there's 200 people here.
We have 12 people here, and we'd like to get an interview.
Oh, sorry. Hello. Whoops. I'm sorry, Mama. Do you love me anyway?
I guess this is why we're doing 15 minutes prior to 9:30.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was running
right,
my mouth.
I had my 15 minutes. I'll be quiet now.
Oh, but Jenny and I are dropping right now. Go ahead, Kel. Hit us with some knowledge.
I know. I was going to ask you, what is that? Is it fuck, man? What were we talking about earlier to Kelly? I'm trying to remember what it was.
Well, Jenny, it's back to you and me. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I'd like to just, I'm going to start in the meeting because I just want to get in and tell you guys about an awesome event that Jenny and I had just done, okay?
Cool.
A few weeks ago, we did an event called Spirit Quest with a good friend of mine, Ron Kolek. And what we did there, well, it was at the VC Mansion, and it was in Groveland, Massachusetts. And what I ended up doing was I did a class on raising the dead. And Jenny was with me on that, and we did two classes over the weekend. We did one on Saturday, and then we did one on Sunday. And during that class, I was talking about how we work with the dead and how we're going to raise the dead and basically how to make the spirit come alive during spell working. And, it was a very amazing two classes that we had. Especially on the Sunday class, and Jenny will be able to fill you in on some of that too. And we also were readers at the event, and also did a morning tea for Ron. So, I mean, it was a very amazing experience, and the place was actually very haunted. And when I was there, Saturday, Jenny, that it first happened, correct?
Sunday was when we had that, right? You're talking about the ritual when I lost you?
No. The spirit that came in me.
Oh, yeah. No, that was immediately, as soon as we got there, Saturday morning.
Yep.
Wow.
So Saturday morning,
oh, my gosh.
Jenny and I and her husband, Harry. Now, only I can call him that, by the way.
Harry Bowles.
Harry Bowles. He's my boyfriend. So Harry Bowles and Jenny were there. And, I walked in, and when I first got there, I was feeling a little queasy. I'm like, okay, well, here it comes. I got in there, set my table up, and I realized something's not right. Now, if anything, when spirit comes through me, it comes through me hard and heavy. And sometimes I don't have a choice, because being a trans medium, when spirits want to come through me, they're just going to knock on my door whether I want to answer or not. So while I was sitting there, a spirit came through. Now, I want Jenny to explain it because she visually seen this. So, Jenny, tell them exactly what happened, what you've seen when the spirit...
Well, first, it was so funny because I was sitting maybe 3 feet away from her, and I'm, like, setting everything up, and I'm sitting there. I'm, like, looking at her, and I'm, like, looking at her, and her face went from being Kelly to just all of a sudden she looked like she lost her best friend. I mean, her face, the complete expression changed. Her eyes started to water. And now I'm looking at her, and I walked over, and I'm like, Kelly, you okay? And she's like, I don't know. I don't feel good. I don't feel good. And now I'm saying to myself, okay, you know, what's going on? I thought maybe it was something physically with her that she was going through, but immediately I knew that spirit was coming through. And the spirit that did come through was a woman who was obviously a patient there, because the place we were at, VC, the VC estate, originally was for the VC family. They owned mills that produced blankets during the Civil War. But at one point, they sold it to a order of nuns. And these nuns had people that, you know, had psychiatric problems and, you know, people that just families didn't want for whatever reason.
Danny,
so,
and don't forget to mention the fact that a lot of the female patients from Danvers State Penitentiary ended
right.
up at
Yeah, that's right, Danvers State Penitentiary, too. They were all there. And Kelly just totally channeled this person. So originally we walked up, we went outside and, you know, tried to get it together, but the spirit just would not leave her alone, came right through her, and until she basically almost had a breakdown right there at the table. It was, like, amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy because when we went outside, and I'm standing on the ground, you know, to get to the ground, to ground myself. And I'm like, okay. And I can feel it. And what happens when they come in me, I become them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get their
yeah.
emotions. It is, and I'm not myself ever. You know? And I'm somebody totally different. My face distorts. Everything changes, the way I stand, the way I walk, everything. And then we went back in.
Yeah.
I thought it was gone, but it wasn't. Because when
nope.
I went the hallway and I was talking to people, all of a sudden my hand started going side by swaying back and forth, you know, like if someone that's mentally disabled and the hands are swaying.
Yeah.
All of a sudden
oh, yeah.
Started, and then I start crying.
And you started rocking. You were rocking
hello?
When you were sitting, too.
Well, this is in the hallway. And all of a sudden I kept hearing,
oh.
I want to go home now, and it was screaming in my ear so loud that it was almost deafening. I want to go home now. I want to go home now. So it was confirmed later, you know, that, yeah, that I mean, we didn't know that until after the fact that, you know, I was taken into a spirit that came into me. We didn't know what the hell what that was about until they said, oh, yeah, well, that the mental institute was here and this, that, and the other thing, and you know, but finally we did get rid of it. But
it figures that's the one that decides to come through you, you know.
Well, I told Ron on his show, Janie and I were on Ghost Chronicles, The Next Generation, and I told Ron, he's the one that ran the event. You know, sometimes it seems like all the negative energy wants to come in me.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe because I'm a badass. I don't know, I can handle it, but It does get uncomfortable at times because it's like, okay, can I ever get a happy one? You know, I always used to get the evil ones, the uncomfortable ones, ever since I was a kid. And, you know, I grew
yeah.
up in a really creepy house, you know, and, I mean, not many people, you know, in my family, you know, some of them understood it, some of them didn't. Some of them seen things, some of them didn't. Unfortunately, I seen it all. And there was a lot of times that the evil would come near me. You know, as I got older, I learned to control a little bit better. But,
yeah.
you know, it seems to be the evil comes in, which kind of sucks.
That,
you know?
I was going to say, that's got to be hard. You
it
know,
is.
I mean, so far I've only had, like, and I don't know where she came from, but she hangs around my yard, but and she's, like, kind of practicing with me. But she's, like, a Cajun woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some Southern Belle from next door. Every once in a while, she'll come over, and it's just like, yeah, your body like changes. I've never seen my face because nobody's with me when I'm doing it.
Right.
But yeah, it's oh god, that was scared up.
Well, let me tell you this. Talk about your body change. You know, it's one thing your body changing or whatever, but when I turn around and I look at my sister and her eye color changes. Her
yeah.
eye color changes, okay?
Yeah.
Talk about freaky.
Yeah.
And it does freak out people that don't understand it. I mean, Jenny, well, I'm going to talk a little bit about Sunday, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Sunday we did a class. Okay, I mean Saturday's class was good, right, Jan? But it wasn't
went
like
very that. Well. Yes, absolutely.
Class. We actually were in what used to be a church. Okay, the temple of the Catholic Church area, and that's where I performed my ritual. And when I did the ritual, I was explaining everything. I had my skull because I do use skulls when I work with necromancy, or also known as spirit conjuring. And you know, I let everybody look into the skull to see, you know, they had to look into their eyes and whatnot. But then I got into the ritual itself. And when I get into ritual, I'm serious. And if you're not a serious person, you shouldn't work with me because I get deep. Now, I started working. I get in front of the altar. I kneel down in front of the skull. I bless the skull. I conjure up the energies. And then I start shaking my rattle. Now shaking the rattle, what that does is that actually makes the spirit, you know, come alive. And when I was shaking the rattle, I moved to the front of the other side of the altar so that the people could actually see me now. And I'm shaking it and shaking it and shaking it. And I went into a whole new personality, so to speak. It seems that I was being taken by spirit, okay? And
yeah.
I did feel like my teacher, who was Sean Poirier, was coming through me to really work this altar with me because I felt like him. And it was him, and I just kept going. Next thing you know, my rattled head, which is a skull, flew off the top of the wood that it was attached to. Now, I've had this rattle since 2007 and never had an issue with it. And
wow.
That day,
oh my
I had
gosh.
Been, Jenny, what do you think? Tell them about that.
Well, all I know is, you know, we were doing the ritual again. We had done it the day before, and it went well. But the day before, we did it in a room as opposed to a chapel. I think the fact that we did it in the chapel the second day brought a lot more energy to it. All I know is when Kelly started getting into it, and I turned around and I looked at her, I think I wet myself because I was like, where the fuck did she go? She scared the shit out of me, and I do not get scared easily because when I looked at her face and she was going into it and she looked at me, she had one eyebrow raised, her eyes were black.
Put it over my head.
And I said, okay, where's my Kelly? But I said, all right, Jared, you're in front of a lot of people. Just keep cool, you know, this is all the time. But I got to tell you, it was really an amazing, amazing thing. If that skull didn't fall off of that rattle, I don't think she would have snapped herself out of it.
Wow.
I know she was so into it. But I will tell you this. After that ritual, anything that either one of us did for the rest of that day was so intense, and there was so much spirit around that it was more, I think, that day than the whole weekend. Because after she raised spirit a place, they were all out. Doors were slamming.
Wow.
I mean, you know, she was doing her readings. I ended up doing something with Ron at the end. You know, we were all in a circle, and I was trying to close and all this stuff. And I ended up channeling in, bringing in one of the spirits. He was like the master of the house, and I did not like him. And I kind of felt him all weekend. But when I tell you, his presence was so intense, I actually saw him leering at every woman that was sitting in that circle because that's the kind of guy he was.
Ooh.
You know, it was really, really creepy. He like freaked me out a little bit towards the end too, where I had a little bit of a problem pushing him away, but you know, I did manage to do it. But she did her job, that's for sure. Above and beyond, Kel, A++.
That's the thing.
Oh,
and
my
you
God.
Know, it's a great experience. We both had an amazing time together working, and we work well together. You know, and we do a lot of cool things together, and we, you know, we have many plans for the future, which we won't speak about yet, but that we do have plans.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, there are a lot of fun things ahead, put it that way. But yeah,
well,
that,
you know
that
what? It's important to work well together, but it's important also to get along. And I have to tell you, since I met Kelly, I have a connection with this woman that I don't think I've ever really had with anybody else in my lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know.
We know what you're talking about.
I'm serious. Like, I don't know. You know, we really don't know each other that long. You know, you would think when we're together, everybody thinks we've known each other for years and years. We've only known each other March. What was it? March we met originally?
March 2011.
Yeah, so it's like we only know each other really like, you know, a year and a half or so, but you would never believe that to see us together because we mesh together very, very well. So,
yeah.
You know, that's important too, I think, whether, you know, you're casting, you know, whether it's spell work or anything else in your lifetime, you have to be with somebody that you have that connection with.
Oh, totally agree.
And when you do, it just makes things, you know, so, because I told Kelly, you know, I'm a loner. I've always, like, kind of been a loner because, quite honestly, I have a hard time tolerating other people's bullshit. I can't believe it. More than that. No, I'm serious. You know, like, I feel like I don't want to coax anybody. I don't want to teach. Either you know your shit or you don't know your shit. You know, when
oh,
I do.
God, you're my girl.
I love it.
You know, I do stuff at home. The only people that I ever work magic with are Kelly and Andrew. That's it.
Yeah.
No one else.
Yeah.
And I have no intention of working it with anyone else. When I'm home, I'm a loner.
Oh, I understand that. I do.
I don't have the tolerance for bullshit. I just don't.
It's funny you say this because before we went on air, I was telling my sister, I am not putting up with any shit tonight. From anybody. I don't give a fuck if we're on the radio or not. I don't know. I just don't. I don't give a fuck. I just don't. I'm too old to care. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep. No, I know. You get to a certain age and you go through enough experience in life where you just say, that's it. You know what?
Thank you.
Me,
exactly
I'm doing
right.
My thing. Either you like me, you don't like me, I really could give two shits. I'm not here to be liked by anybody anymore. I do my thing, and that's it.
Yep. Exactly what I said not more than 45 minutes ago. Well done.
See, I'm sorry. I wish that we were going up to the Festival of the Dead with you guys this year, because Kelly is reading it, Omen, specifically on the weekends, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm working.
Just at Omen.
Yeah, I'm working at Omen on Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., except for the 20th, which I'll be doing from 10 p.m. Well, no, 10 to 10 p.m., and then after that, from 10 to midnight, I'll be doing Spectral Evidence, which is a ghost hunting 101 with Ron Colley. And then on Sundays, I will work 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. During the week, I am also doing readings, and you can find me at my website, which I posted online, which is kellyspangler.com. You know, I do phone readings as well as Skype. So, you know, and Jannie, you know, she'll tell you what she's doing, but that's basically my schedule for October as far as being downtown, only on the weekends. But I do live in Salem, so you'll still be in Salem when you come and get a reading during the week.
That's right.
Awesome. And I'm going to post yours as well, Jannie, because you said you were going to be around a little bit. You were going to be moving around.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always traveling, but in October, I'm there for the whole month up at the Festival of the Dead. So I'm there during the week and the weekends. Yeah, I mean, the weekends are, you know, it's like 12-hour days on the weekends. That's when we get our most influx of people coming in and stuff. So you'll always see me. I'm always around in the area.
I so wish I was going up there. I want to go. See, now we all need to, like, win the lottery so we can just travel and see each other whenever we want.
I want to get me a big old boat.
You just got to make your path, my friend. You don't need to win the lottery. Trust me.
Mm.
And also, Jannie and I are both available throughout the year at our websites that were just posted on the on the chat room. Jannie is Jannie. What is it? PsychicJannieD.VPWeb.com.
and you can find me.
Yeah, why didn't that? Hmm, it didn't link. Let me try that again.
No, that's
no,
it.
I see it. I see it there.
Okay.
And,
you see it?
So basically, you know, we're available for private readings, parties, events, phone ring. I'm trying to get maybe Jenny eventually will do the Skype like I do because that's fun. Jenny, you got to do the Skype.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I gotta put on makeup to do Skype.
Well, yeah.
I really am stuck on the phone because they can't see me.
Yeah, well, I put makeup on daily, so you should do that. And then and do the Skype, man, I'm telling you.
I should do the Skype, you're right.
Fine, because I have clients around the entire globe that call me. And the best part is the people that can't afford to call me will call me via Skype, and I can read them from another country right here in Salem.
Right.
And I can see them, they can see me. I can do mediumship over that because I can see them, I can see what's around them. I mean, I can do it on the phone, too, but I do prefer reading people over for mediumship face-to-face via Skype or in person.
I know. It's hard to do that mediumship, you know.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, we're really, I would say come for a reading for both of us if you're in Salem this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Come and see us.
I know. Reading.
The way to talk, see you. And Jenny is located at the Museum Place Mall in Salem, Massachusetts, on the pedestrian walkway. If you're wondering exactly where Festival of the Dead is, it's right in the mall, right in there. You'll find her.
And you'll see me. And if I'm sitting there bored, sometimes I stand on my table and sing show tunes. No, I'm kidding.
Gotta
keep the piece active.
And also, with Festival of Den, I do have to plug this because I am part of Hex Education and Hex and Omen. I do want to say, if you don't mind. We do throw a lot of events during the month of October. We have the Witches Ball. We have the Vampires Ball, Spectacle Evidence 101 with Ron Kolak. We have the Morning Tea. We also have Necromancing with Christian Day and Rosemary Ellen Guiley. I think they're doing that at Omen. I'm not sure. I'll have to double-check on that. But I would say if you want to go to any events in Salem, go to Festival of Dead events, and you can go to www.festivalofdead.com and get your tickets right there through PayPal. And I'm telling you, we do throw the best events here in Salem. And, the best two psychic fairs out there are, you know, Festival of Dead Psychic Fair and Omen Psychic Fair.
Well,
yeah.
I got it.
Don't forget about the Dumb Supper, too.
The Dumb
Salem,
Supper, yeah. So
Salem
much.
Is the place to be in October. You have to be in Salem. If you go anywhere in the world in October, it should be Salem, at least once in your lifetime.
I'm going to, because there's a lot of fun down there, too, but you want to spend most of your time in Salem. That's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have best events run by Christian Day, and they are the best. They really
are.
Well,
because he is fabulous, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. Oh, he is my friend.
So, and can I plug something real quick, too, before I forget?
Yeah,
oh.
Sure.
I just recently finished my manuscript for a book that I'm hoping will be out within the next 6 to 8 months. I'm going through getting the copyright and trying to decide which is the best way to publish at the moment, but it will be out there. So when it gets closer to the date and I have something more solid and I know what's going on, I will definitely let everybody know.
Absolutely.
We'll have you back on
here
to talk about it.
Definitely.
Yeah, you and I will talk off the air because I've got people you should talk to about
that. Okay, great.
But actually,
links, ladies. I've got all the links posted on our fan page.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
If you guys don't mind.
Do you have a caller waiting by any chance?
Yeah, actually, that's what I've been trying to say for like 5 minutes.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. It's okay.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and pull her on.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
This is Michelle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michelle, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
So tell us what's going on.
So today, my question was, or wanted your thoughts on. Today, sitting in my room on the computer, dog starts barking, comes and gets me, thought, oh, maybe he wants to go outside. So we go downstairs, and my dining room table, which is in an alcove, all the chairs are pushed out from the table almost to the walls. So I just thought, I hate it when this stuff happens, and I don't know. It's the first, I've been in this house for 3 years. It's the first time that something like that has happened in this house. My prior house, I had an incident where I could not find my TV remote anywhere. I thought I was kind of going crazy, went downstairs, and one of the chairs was pulled out from the dining room table almost to the wall, and all of my TV remotes in the house were lined up on the chair.
Oh, my God.
That is freaky.
I know. Today, it's just me and the dog home. Before, in the other house, nobody was home except the dog during the day, and I know that my dog is not that talented. He's pretty cute and smart, but not that smart. But nobody was home during the day, but my son and I were actually looking all over for the remotes and found them together. So,
oh, my gosh. Now, is this the same thing?
Tell him about
table?
The bed shaking.
Oh, okay, so I have a hard time sleeping anyway, but I wake up almost every morning between the hours of 3 and 4 in the morning. And one of the mornings I woke up and my bed was actually shaking, like there was an earthquake. So I immediately turned on the TV because it was really strong. And there's no mention of any earthquakes. I asked my son if he felt the earthquake because usually he comes running in, wake up, because he thinks those things are really cool. But he's like, nothing. There's no earthquake. So that happened in this house too.
So that only the only earthquake was your bed shaking.
Was my bed shaking.
And that you weren't having an earthquake in a good way, right?
Correct. I know. If my bed could shake in other ways, that'd be great. But no, that's luck.
Yeah. I'm dead.
Well, honestly, what I'm feeling right off the bat is you have an intelligent spirit that follows you.
Okay.
Right? And it is from the prior house.
Okay.
Okay. What's going on here, and it's not so much that the spirit actually wants to scare you or wants to taunt you. There is a message it's trying to get to you. Okay? I want you to be able to kind of open yourself up to hear what it's trying to say. You will get symbols, messages, or whatever in your sleep. however, if this starts to affect your animal, or if this starts to affect you physically, you need to have the house cleansed. Okay?
Okay.
Because I almost feel like what's attached to you is attached to your last house is male. Okay?
Okay. And got that? Same.
Energy that I'm feeling was definitely a little bit in his late 60s and has passed away of a choking situation in his chest filling up. So either he had emphysema or he had like a, what's that when the heart fills up the lungs with water?
I know what you're talking about. It's not pneumonia, it's something else. I know what you're talking about.
Congested heart failure. But I believe that the reason why, you know, it's coming to you because it felt connected to you for some reason, okay?
You feel this is related, Kel, to her?
I sort of do.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, so no, I'm just trying to compare notes to what I said to her. I didn't speak to you about this at all, but I'm just curious. So far you're saying basically what I said.
Let me explain. So the congested heart failure, something in the lungs filling up with water, choking him. He ended up passing in this way. It came to you in the other house. It's male, late 60s. I believe this could be a father or a grandfather figure.
Wow.
Okay? And this person needs to tell you something because there is some unfinished business here with this person.
Okay.
There's some of an apologetic situation also. Like he wants to say something. I apologize. This wasn't supposed to happen. So there's something here also, okay, that he's trying to give you a message. Now, I don't want you to be afraid of it. However, I do want you to be very stern with the spirit, whether it be family or not, but I believe it is. I want you to tell this spirit, this is my house, and I make the rules. And you will come to me when I ask you to, not when you feel you need to. And you
okay.
need to stop. Stop disturbing my sleep. Stop disturbing my pet. Stop disturbing me. And I'm telling you right now, it will stop, but you will get messages as you sleep. I really feel that this is connected to you in a certain way, and I think you understand what's going on here.
Okay. Yeah.
Speak to this person and talk out loud about what went on or what's the problem here, and then release it. And it
okay.
will stop. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yes.
Okay. So you need
Michelle,
to
was your great grandfather? Do you know how old he was when he passed?
I don't. I had never met him. Now there are some things that are attached to his story. I know that my great-grandmother, that they came over from Italy through New York when
mm-hmm.
my grandfather was three.
Okay.
And they had six children all together, and then she was murdered by a neighbor man.
Oh, wow.
And my grandfather came home and found her. A neighbor man had... fallen in love with her, and she said, no, I'm married and I have children and I'm happy. And so it was that typical, you know, if I can't have her, no one can type of thing. He left a note in his house and then he killed himself. So my grandfather,
he's trying to say that is the apology he's trying to get through. You understand what I'm saying? He's trying to apologize. He did something wrong. He feels bad about this unfinished business.
So you don't think it's my great-grandfather but the neighbor guy?
I believe
it's... You know
his.
What?
The neighbor guy killed himself and left
Right,
home.
The neighbor guy who killed my great-grandmother.
After he killed your grandmother. Now, is there any changes going on in your life? Maybe your grandfather is trying to warn you of something. Do you have any new males in your life?
No, I wish.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out why he's coming around so often. I mean, obviously it must be more of a protective thing. You know what I mean? Because you are his
right.
great-granddaughter.
Right.
Maybe he's just making himself known because it's just you and your son.
Well,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe it's a thing of him just being around to show that, you know, he's there to protect you.
But there is unfinished business is what I'm trying to say, is what I'm feeling too, Janet.
Right.
It is the fact that there's unfinished business. There's more to the story. There's an apology. There's this, there's that. He is pissed about something, and he needs to be heard. So what she needs to do is she needs, when she's sleeping, she's waking up at 3 or 4 for a reason. No one does that unless it's a haunted place or there's something going on spiritually.
Right.
Okay.
So
you need to write down what you're dreaming, whether it's a color that was vibrant, whether it was a symbol or, oh, geez, I seen a shopping cart. Everything means something, and it's definitely something that has a meaning to it. He is sending you something, okay?
Meanwhile,
if it is scaring you, if it is bothering you, you need to tell it to stop. You need
okay.
to be very stern. You can't be like, oh, stop it. No, you say, stop it right now. I have a fuck enough of your shit, and you need to stop. You have to be just like that.
Okay.
So
the other thing that it could be, or the other person then, would be my grandfather, who was the three-year-old at the time when they came over from New York, because he has also passed, and he had cancer, which could have been led to his lungs filling up because I believe it was lung cancer.
Mm.
And he had disowned me because my father and I, his son, were having issues at the time of his death.
Oh.
Well, that is who I picked up. I said father or grandfather.
So this is the grandfather I'm talking about here. It's not the neighbor guy. It's not the great-grandfather. It's the grandfather then, because he has an apology here. There's a reason here. So listen to him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm serious.
Yeah, you should just talk to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Talk to him. Listen to what he has to say.
Just say, look, whatever you got to say, say.
If he fits grandfather bill, then that's exactly who he is. He's not a great-grandfather. The father of the father. And this man has some unfinished business and some apology to do. And that fits that grandfather right there.
Now, did your son ever say anything to you, Michelle, about sensing anything or seeing anything? Or
He doesn't say that he sees anything. He says that he hears things. He doesn't know what it is. He tells his friends all the time that our house is haunted. I kept telling him, don't tell your friends that because they're never going to come back here. You're going to freak them out. And then he just says, Mom, you just don't know.
Yeah,
that's all he says.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think kids are more receptive to this kind of
thing. The best thing to do is to talk, communicate, and relate to what he's saying. I mean, there's not much you can do except for that. Demand it not to harm your animals. Demand it not to harm you. And that's the only way to stop it from bothering you. But do listen to your dreams, because he is coming to you at night, and there's a reason for it. You may not know that. You're wondering why you're waking up at this time, because he's trying to tell you something. So between the hours of 3 and the time you wake up, that is the time frame you want to pay attention to, not beforehand.
Okay.
Does your father ever have anything happen?
Did my father?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, because I still don't have a relationship with him.
Oh, you're still not speaking to your father.
Uh-uh.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. All right.
Michelle, apropos of nothing, and this is Raina, where does your dog sleep?
At the foot of my bed.
Your dog is connected to this. The message, I think, because the person who is trying to communicate with you can't speak, I think the dog is actually picking up what's going on. You may actually want to have a couple of conversations with your dog. I know how that sounds.
I talk to my dog all the time, so it sounds normal to me.
Okay, because I'm picking up that the dog somehow is feeling it, hearing it, and I don't know how a dog would translate it, but I just keep getting this feeling that the dog is somehow connected. Thanks for listening to me. Kelly, take it back.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, you know, obviously a lot of things come through animals also. Animals are very sensitive from my experience, but I am not the expert. I was just throwing that out there.
Well, yeah, animals definitely sensitive.
You're not an expert.
You
do, honey, and everybody knows who does this, that animals are connected to spirit more so than we are. Cats, dogs, birds, squirrels, skunks, no matter what it is. The animals who pick up before we will, they have the sixth sense, and more so than we do. You know, I've dealt with spirits my whole life, and I've watched my animals die in front of me, and I believe it's from spirit. When I lived as a child, many animals have died. Many animals have been, I had illnesses, you know, from the house I lived in prior when I was a child. And as I get older, I notice my animals react to the spirits. When I react to them, they're reacting. So the animals pick up on it more than you know. And you have to protect them because they can make them sick. So you want to be able to tell them to leave them alone immediately. So that's what you need to do before it gets to that point. You need, now the dog is recognizing, right?
Right.
Recognize, dog's recognizing, and then you put it in place immediately. You can't. You have authority. You have a living, you have a soul, but you're also living. So you have more power, okay? So you need to tell them, don't bother my animals. Do not bother me. You have a message. Tell me now.
Right.
Otherwise, you need to leave because I don't need to have. I don't need to be harassed. You know. Seriously, it's something that animals will feel, and just like you said,
tell me tired of being harassed, and tell me tired of pushing your friggin' dining room chairs back under the table.
I mean,
the last case that I, no, not the last case, but the last contempt case I had, I'm not going to get into it because it is a private residence, but the animals do get affected, you know, and it isn't uncomfortable for the owner. It's uncomfortable for the person that's trying to help them, you know.
Right.
So you've got to make sure that you're very firm to leave those animals alone.
Right.
You know, I mean, I will even put that on the altar for you to leave you and the animals alone.
Right.
And I do have a client that will vouch for it. I can do that from here. You know, and it will calm down. But however, you have to be the one to be firm, not be afraid of it, and just be like, boom, this is the rule. This is my house now. Not yours. I think
and Michelle, I know you can handle it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, she can. No, she's good like that. She'll just come right out and say, okay, now, what the fuck's your problem? Let me know. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely, you know, you can handle that. And just if you get to the bottom, I think if you open up to it and you just verbally say, I know you're here, whatever you got to say, say, I think once you do that and you make just the fact that you're aware of him being around, it'll probably stop after that.
Okay.
You know, I have a question myself, though, that I should know, but I don't, because, you know, I know about entities and all that, but you're more of an expert, Kelly, than I'll ever be. I was just curious, why do you see or hear a lot of times with these stories and these hauntings, they deal with pulling chairs out? There's things to do with chairs all the time. Is that significant with something?
It is, because when they're pulling the chairs out, they're basically telling you, listen, I'm sitting in your seat, and
okay,
I have to say to you.
Right.
They want to physically make you aware. So they'll
right.
open your cap. They'll pull out your chairs. They'll hide shit. That's the most common thing, is they'll hide
yeah,
things.
Hiding stuff.
They'll pull something across your house. But as far as the chairs go, it is common, because it's easy for them to pull than to push, you understand? It
yeah,
takes
yeah.
a lot of energy, and I've had things pushed in my house currently where I am now. It takes a lot of energy for that.
Isn't it interesting if you think through history, there's a lot of holidays like and stuff like with isn't, don't the, I mean, I don't know that much about it because I'm not Jewish, but in the Jewish religion, don't they have, isn't one of their holidays, they set places for the dead?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, well, exactly. We have in many holidays we put, you know, not even just the Jewish, but the pagans also.
Right.
I mean, as a witch, I do have some pagan qualities. I don't call myself pagan, but I do
right.
have the old religion. And one of the things that we do is we leave a setting out for the dead.
Right.
Yep. The dining, you know, like we do, you know, you do the, you know, dining for the dead. We do the, you know, the morning tea, you know, especially on, like, Christmas or Yule or
right,
or
the holidays, bigger holidays.
The holidays. You want to set a setting for them. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Cool.
Interesting.
Hey, would you guys be okay with taking one more call?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, you guys.
We got
Michelle,
thank you for
I love you.
Michelle.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Call me if you need me.
Okay.
Bye, bye booger.
Bye.
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 Who
is? Aw, she's so sweet.
She's a doll.
All right, we are going to bring...
people.
Nice.
All right, we're going to bring on Linda. Linda, you there?
Hi.
Hello. Hey, how you doing, honey?
Good, hanging in there. Kelly, you know what's going on in my house, right? You saw the pictures I sent you?
Yeah, I got the pictures that you sent me, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, you get on with the animals knowing, and I get a feeling whatever it is followed me from Salem, because I think, remember when Bo was here? Yeah, they do. They take the hit for you. Yeah, that's kind of weird. I lose two animals in like 6 weeks, you know, in this house, but Bo was getting attacked up there to the point where I had to sedate him. I had to give him like a Quonopin.
Oh,
yeah. You know? Yeah, and then I started putting protection circles around them. But there is definitely something in my closet. There's a portal. There's definitely a portal in this house. And you saw the pictures of stuff outside.
Yeah. I mean, she sent me some pictures. There was one, a manifestation. It was definitely something trying to form itself, a bright light with colors. Now, here's the thing. When you're getting pictures, right, and it has a bright light, but there's also like a rainbow color in it,
you might want to blow that shit up, because that is definitely going to be something, and there is something in that photo. The other thing.
Oh, wow.
The other thing.
Oh, hello.
But,
Bobby.
He's telling us the story.
No, he's telling the dog.
That's what dogs do. I mean, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Mama's on the phone. She's got a block, you know, because she knows I'm stuck in one position.
It's like Toto. They want to speak, you know. Linda has something going on in her house. I'm going to be probably getting a little bit more deeper with her with that, as far as probably going out there with the team and checking it out for her. But
Linda, where are you located?
I'm in Arlington now. I moved out of Salem, what about a year now, Kel?
Yeah, about a year now.
Oh, okay.
I actually had to get Mama involved with this one. I had to get Lori Bruno to do a blessing.
Wow.
Yeah, and she was like, she made me get the St. Michael's pictures, put them all over the house. And,
right.
And I know whatever she did, it kind of knocked it down a couple of notches, and it's kind of just been, you know, just normal crazy around here.
Right, right.
You know, but it was like the first week I moved in here, I was telling Kelly, I said, I was laying on the couch because I had thrown my old bed out in Salem, and I was waiting for the new bed. And all of a sudden, I get this weird cold draft just out of nowhere. And there's no windows open, no nothing, and it was coming out of the closet. And I just like, oh, well, you know, just probably needs to be insulated or something. Later on that night, I turn around, I feel something sitting on me, and I wake up to this crowd of faces just looking over at the couch and staring at me. And I was like, I let out a scream, and I dove into bed with my 20-year-old son. He's looking at me like, what, Ma, you're out of your freaking mind.
Yeah.
You know, because I wasn't expecting it, and I was so
of course,
exhausted.
I startled you.
Yeah, so for the next couple of weeks, I had, you know, finally get the bedroom, you know, bedroom set up and everything. I get the bed facing, you know, so I'm laying against the wall and I can see out in the hallway. And all of a sudden I hear, and, this is like every night. This is every night. Different faces, different people, and they're all standing there with their fingers going like, come here, beckoning. Finally it got to the point I turned my bed around so that I didn't have to see them. You know, so now I'm facing parallel to the door. And it got to the point where I just sat down and I said, look, you know, I felt like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost. You know, I get spooked from Jersey coming in here. You know, and I sat down and I said, I can see you, I can hear you, but you got to leave me alone. These are the hours I am open. Other than that, leave me, leave everybody alone.
Now, are you a medium or a witch?
I'm a small.
Okay.
I'm a witch. Small going, leaning to a lodge. No, I'm a witch. I'm psychic. My whole family's psychic.
Okay.
Comes down through the generations.
Uh-huh.
And
Kelly knows you.
I'm not as good as
you,
Kel. I'm not as good as Kel, but I'm getting there.
No, but I mean, she knows who you are, so I was just trying to get a little background because I don't think I've ever met you.
Now, who am I talking to?
I'm Jenny.
Oh, Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, so we probably been passing somewhere along the lines.
Yeah. All right. No, I mean, it's just because, you know, obviously if you are a sensitive, you are a medium, you're going to be able to see these things more than somebody who's not, you know. So,
definitely. But
you know,
Kelly will
tell you.
Just
trying to get a little bit of a background of what's going on, you know.
Yeah. Kelly will tell you, after my dog passed away unexpectedly last Yule, and within 6 weeks on his birthday, my cat got killed in my living room. I was fostering a dog for a rescue agency. And Lori Bruno told me, the dog and the cat both took the hit for you. And that's when all kinds of hell broke loose in this place. Seriously was under psychic attack. It was insanity. And like I said, I had to get Mama involved in it.
Wow.
You know, I said, calm down a bit. But I just, and that picture that Kelly has that I sent her, it was taken outside on the side of my house, directly in the back of where the closet is.
Mm.
You know? So, I mean, I'm not imagining it. I look over and I see this, like, you know, psychedelic acid trip going on my door.
Right.
You know, it's like the portal thrown.
You have experiences when you were in Salem, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Funny thing
with that is, when I moved up to Salem, I always kept saying, I'm going to move there. I got to find an apartment. 2 years earlier, this woman passed away from asthma, and it was on the news. And I said, oh, shit, there's an apartment. Don't you know that's the place I moved into?
Oh, wow.
Without even knowing it 2 years later?
Huh, that's wild.
That freaked me out when I found that out.
Right,
yeah,
right.
But it's kind of funny. But oh, yeah, I've had the experience since I was little.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Dorian, what's the same?
I've got one question. Do you have any mirrors up on the walls that are facing exterior walls?
I do. I have a mirror facing each direction. That's the first thing I do. That is the first thing I do.
Okay.
Bend it all back.
I'm saying if you have them, like, hung up on the walls that are, how do I describe it? Like, okay,
facing
say,
the portal?
But if you have it hung up on the wall that is an exterior wall, like it faces directly outside instead of another room or something, those can actually cause portals.
No, this was here before I got here.
Is there any way you can take the mirrors down, or the portal was there before you got there?
The bedroom closets, both bedroom closets are mirror doors. And those, you know, like I said, they're on the interior walls, but they go outwards. One goes north, one goes south, you know, in the two bedrooms. I have another mirror, which is a mantelpiece, like one of them old, you'd see in the old houses where they used to have this wood stove underneath it, you know, which is mine, and it goes from, that's over 200 years old. It goes from house to house with me. We actually took it off my great-grandmother's wall. And I bring that from house to house with me. That faces north. They're all on inside walls. You know what I mean? Nothing is on the exterior wall. Dining room has a thing facing east, a mirror facing east. And the portal is on the east, but it's in my living room, which is right off the dining room.
I'm thinking maybe try some four thieves vinegar, you know, and just wash the... Four Thieves vinegar.
Yep.
And wash the wash the mirror down. That should seal it, and then maybe salt underneath. Maybe that will help keep them from coming through as much. And I would do it like at least once a week.
You know, I don't mind if they come through. It's when they come through and they're crazy. You know,
yeah.
The crazy ones that bother me. I'm not losing another dog or another cat. You know what I mean? And I'm definitely not going to take that hint. I can't even talk. Yeah. Kelly will tell you, when I start talking, I usually don't shut up. Either that or I don't talk at all.
Ah, Linda.
Seriously, right?
We love Linda in Salem.
Yeah, you love my baklava, that's it.
Oh, your baklava.
Yay, baklava.
I got to get up there with them.
Oh, my God.
I'm Christian Day's personal baklava lady.
Yeah, you are.
I'm his baklava supplier. The only drug he has is baklava.
You gotta love him. You gotta love him. He loves that and his snacks.
Yeah. So, Kel, what do you think is in here?
Do you think
it's gone?
I'll tell you right now, Linda, you do have a lot of revolution there.
Yeah.
You have a lot of revolution warriors there. On top of that, you have families that were sacrificed during that war.
Yep. I'm a half a mile off of Battle Road in Arlington, and I found out this is after Mama made me go digging. There was more deaths on the half a mile where my house is than in the entire Battle of Lexington Concord combined.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. And then I also found out, well, I knew there were Indians on this property, but there was a big Indian massacre where the chief and all the Indian big shots and the men were killed. And my land used to all be apple orchards. And the funny part about it is I knew they were here because the first week I was here, I seen them rolling through my living room.
Wow. Wow, yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on. I'm going to have to come to your house and really, really check it out for you.
Well, let me know when you come in so I can clean it first.
Well, I know why I never want to move out of my house. There you go.
I clean houses for a living. I clean everybody's but mine.
Oh, my God, Linda. And it's too bad you weren't still down the road. I'm literally 5 minutes from your old house.
Yep, I know. That would be so cool, huh?
You know what's funny? With my house, this is a family home. I actually bought my grandmother's house. So the only spirit that I have in this house is all family, because my family were the original owners of the home.
Yeah, but you don't know who was on that land before you.
No, I know, but truthfully, I don't. Kelly's been here. She'll tell you. I don't think there's my house is a very, you open the front door, and it's a very warm, inviting home.
Yeah. She only has nothing like that house. She definitely only, there's one that strange man, though. Again, there is one that we don't know who he is.
We got that. Well, there's one man that stands in my hallway. And I don't know. I kind of think, though, that it's my grandfather, because he was actually, believe it or not, waked in this house on the other side of the wall.
Yeah.
That's the way they used to do it years ago.
They used to wake in homes.
Yeah, that's what they did.
So I actually think that that's my grandfather, and I think he stands where he stands because it's almost like, you know, this was my house. And
yeah,
it's like kind of like a protection, like kind of thing. You know, I know he knows who I am, but it's funny because sometimes, like when I look at him, he'll just drop right through the floor. You know?
He's just peeking over your shoulder, making sure everything's okay.
Exactly. I think it's just like more of like a protection thing more than anything else. But
seeing what you're up to. Yeah,
I know
sure
I have
okay.
a spirit cat in my house because I have a dog. I've only always had dogs. I've never had a cat yet. There is a white fluffy cat that darts from my bedroom into the bathroom, so much so, comes around my legs when I'm sitting at my dining room table. I'll look down and I'll be like, oh, the cat's rubbing against my legs, and then it dawns on me that I don't have a cat.
I get a great cat story.
I've actually named my cat Snowball, and she hangs around.
We had one of the houses I lived in before moving to Salem. Now, we got black cats, we got Russian blues, you know. So this time my daughter was living there. She had her three cats, and she kept saying, Mom, do you see a brown cat? And I'm like, no, but I know the dog does. And sooner or later, you know, the cat was appearing to everybody, and the cat would just sit in the corner of the room and, you know, come out and taunt the dog. This is my dog that passed away. And I'll tell you, this dog was such a love. He was a little pit bull. He was gorgeous. He was just amazing. And he would sit there and look at this cat. And every day he would get off that couch and go chasing after this cat. I'd sit there and laugh like hell. The cat would run through the wall, and my dog would go head first into it. You think after three or four times he'd smarten up.
Learn.
You know? But this was like a daily thing. The cat came out just to taunt the dog, and when the dog would get up a chase, the cat would go right through the wall, and the dog would go head first right into it. All the time.
Oh, my God.
I know they had a little old lady that came out and watched us vacuum in that house.
When you're a pet owner and you love your animals the way that obviously all of us here who are on this show love our animals, they never leave you. And
no, they don't.
Spirit always comes around you, you know.
Well, I know my Bo is still here because I've got a dog bed in the living room,
mm-hmm.
and then I've got one at the end of my bed. Now, the new dog we got, she'll go on the dog bed in the living room, but she will not go on the one in my bed. She'll sit there and roll around and nuzzle it, you know, on her back, rolling around right at the edge. Will not go on that no matter what, because I see him on there.
Yeah.
I see him there at night.
We are getting the wrap-up.
Everybody, I hate to interrupt, but we are, less than a minute from the close of the show.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. Thanks a lot, ladies. Great talking to you.
All right, love you.
I'll be in
Thank
touch.
You.
Hey, and thanks for everything you guys did last night. Keep it up.
Absolutely. that was Linda. We love Linda.
Yeah.
We thank Michelle for calling in. I want to thank our wonderful guest, Kelly Spangler, who is amazing, and Jannie D., who is also amazing.
Thank you.
Yes. We're
going to
have you.
Again.
We want you both back on. We adore you. It's been a wonderful, wonderful time.
It was fun.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for being hacked.
Yes, thanks for being hacked.
That's how we
All right, bright blessings, everybody. We love you guys.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
And please, everybody listening, check our fan page. We've posted all of the links for Jani and Kelly and I believe Day of the Dead. Is that correct, sis?
Exactly. Festival of the Dead. You can also check our blog spot. I just posted it. We've got all the links up there.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Night, guys.
Thank you, women.
Night, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Great mother and great father protect you.
Same to you. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Night-night.
Bye.
Bye.